You know, it had sand people like doing stuff. I mean, it was
like communicating, and he's all chill with the sand people. It had them doing their signature call.
Yeah, but he like knew their secret language, and he's doing stuff. And man,
it had the same noise that Obi-Wan uses in A New Hope to scare away the Tusken Raiders is the same sound that the Krayt Dragon makes.
Yep, that was good stuff.
It had everything.
This week we pick up mid-conversation about the Mandalorian.
Yeah, it had a callback to Jedi. Good stuff.
What callback are you referring to?
The one guy says the other guy, "Hey, do you remember when the Death Star blew up? You know, the second time."
Oh
yeah.
I remember. Like, again, the only thing that bugs me about that show is everyone remembers the Death Stars. Not a single person in the universe, though, still remembers that Jedi existed.
Not at all. They talk about it like it was 10,000 years ago. Like, and I was like, that was like 40 years back. What's wrong with you people?
Yeah, there hasn't been a Jedi in 10,000 years. Crazy old wizards. You know, these. And I'm like, sorcerers, whatever they called them. I'm like, dude, well, A, literally, Luke Skywalker's been calling himself a Jedi. You just talked about him blowing up the Death Star.
Right, they're amongst you now.
And, you know, the whole council's only been gone inside Luke's lifetime.
Right.
He's like 25 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be amazing. So, Craig, you're not going to believe this.
I'm opening the channel, by the way.
That's fine. I have heard tales of these things called VHS tapes. These crazy old ancient things that used to record media and then play it back. Oh, it's a legend.
Legends. The legend of Betamax.
Legends. Legends tell of cassettes used to make mixtapes.
So yeah, as much as I love that show, that's the only part that bites my butt.
That's fair.
Everything else about it is great.
Yeah, it really is. And it was such a good episode.
Yeah, very good. Very much enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'm always excited to you know, sit down and watch The Mandalorian. Private show is for Alpha Team.
That's fine.
And Donkey Team.
He's got a new icon, so I'm worried a new wrestler has died.
Oh, no. I don't know who that is.
I don't immediately either, but
it looks like Adam Sandler.
I'm sad for his family.
Is that Tumbleweed from Oblivion?
Wait, what?
I don't know. Donkey Teeth put up a graphic of a tumbleweed blowing by.
Mm. Oh, because it's so desolate, so no one's in here.
I'm sure nobody remembers the movie Oblivion. Never mind. It was a full moon video. Direct-to-video movie back in mid-90s.
You are correct that we do not remember that.
Yeah. Mike and I watched that movie probably 10 times one weekend. Back when you go to, Mike's Video or whatever and rent movies for dirt cheap. Oh, no, what was the one that was by Walmart there? A to Z?
A to Z?
Yeah.
A to Z was dope.
Yeah, I think we got it from A to Z Video. No, apparently a wrestler did die, Ian. See?
Yeah, I know. That's why he changed his icon. I just didn't know who he was as a wrestler. That's his way of letting us know. Oh, no. I don't know who Johnny Meadows was. Yeah. Did he have a stage name?
Yeah, that's not familiar.
Some chump.
Some chump from WCW? He used to get beat up by the Four Horsemen a lot? For life.
Woo!
Woo!
Tell the people in the Ric Flair autograph line, no personalization.
No personalizations. Oh, man, he was so sad looking that day.
He was.
I felt so bad. I'm like, oh, they dragged you all the way to Williamsport. Poor Ric Flair.
Yeah.
But I got to see Sabu, so it made my night much better.
Yeah, you did.
And I got to see Black Cheese, and Black Cheese was the greatest thing I've seen in the past 15 years in a wrestling ring.
And he got his belt stolen by Sabu.
He did get his belt stolen by Sabu. Sabu, for the one night he was champion of Belt Town Wrestling.
Yeah, he was. Forever in our hearts.
Totally. And forever will we live on three little girls' phones who love to take pictures of Ian.
Oh my god! I totally forgot about that! I was really uncomfortable with that, just so you know.
I know! It was very creepy.
That's why I don't bring it up.
Creepy little girls. And they were rooting for the guy going against Black Cheese too. That's what really ticked me off, I think, the most. Some chump who was supposed to be the baby face.
Oh.
And they kept rooting for him, and we kept rooting for Black Cheese Rocks, and they kept giving us the more stink eye and more stink eye. Good times. Alright, let's do this show.
Why? They were like 9, 12 and 12, and they just kept taking creep shots of me, but obviously,
yeah,
like, they were just like, ha, 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 click, and I was like, come on!
Yeah, they were literally in the row in front of us, would turn their phone on, flip to the, you know, to the selfie cam, hold it up over their shoulder, and take pictures, and then point at the picture and laugh. Yeah, evil little girls.
I'm gonna go block that out again. Let's start the show.
All right! True believers, welcome to the 266. Is that right? Wow. Installment Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. You call me Craig. We got KS72. That's Ray. We got Sneaky Beat 15. That's Ian. We're talking about wrestling tonight. No. All right. How's it going? Yes.
Good. I think the network has enough wrestling podcasts.
I'm not sure.
We'll stick to Puzzle Quest just this once. Ish.
Maybe. It might need just one show focused on wrestling. All right, so this is the week of 11-4 to 11-11 in the year of our COVID. Over in your 5-day 4-star crowd! Out of Titan. I like that one. That was good. On the 28th was Ghost. How did you Ghost?
I feel like Ghost goes real invisible, doesn't he or she?
She went invisible enough for you to should have been able to win.
Yeah, I very much remember winning.
Yeah.
Due to invisibility.
Oh, interesting. I also won. I won on my first try. I didn't get to fire a single power.
You just won by match damage?
Match damage the entire time. I couldn't get enough to fire anything off, but and the next thing I knew, she fell over. And I'm like, oh, okay. She fired a few powers, but they were insignificant. So.
Right. All right. Well, good enough.
Yeah,
weird. On the third was not Black Fantastic. It was instead Mysterio.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to end well for me.
Yeah, probably not.
His invisibility is not legitimate, so I can't sneak through on a 1 to level 70.
I won. Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, I won first try. It wasn't difficult, but yeah, your 1 to level 70 is not...
Right, my two turns of invisibility are... It's not useless. I tried to see how it would go, but so apparently the AI only has to fire since his stun has a second effect of putting out a web tile.
Right.
The AI still has to attack you with blue while you're invisible, but is more than happy to save up its yellow until you're out of invisible and then you're doomed.
Hmm.
Yeah, that yellow is pretty strong.
Yeah. Very, very potent hit.
Yeah, that would do it for you. So coming up number next then on Sunday is, Wolfsbane.
That sounds new.
It is, yeah.
Rain Sinclair.
Yeah.
Fun story. I have him at 120, level 70.
She.
But, or her.
Yeah.
Them. They.
She's them. She's definitely a she.
They, them.
You know, it being played by, what's her name in the movie?
Yeah, you know, what's her name?
Who would also support my decision to use they, them.
She's
very progressive.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
I can't think of her name, but she was from Game of Thrones.
Maisie Williams.
Maisie, that's it. I couldn't think of it either. I'm like, you know, what's her name?
I couldn't think of her name. I couldn't think of the Game of Thrones
character
name.
Who's that
broad
that was in something one time?
Ian gets me.
Oh, sorry. This is a super duper derailment, and I apologize, but I've been thinking about it for a while, and I always think of Craig when this comes up. So... I was playing charades with my family. It was just me and my son, who is 6, and my wife. And we were doing Disney charades because we thought it would be in my son's wheelhouse and he would have a chance to participate and be successful.
Sure.
Now, Craig is the best Pictionary / charades partner / any sort of thing like that that I've ever had in my life.
Only for guessing. I don't draw?
Yeah. No, he doesn't offer anything up. As a clue, but he is the best guesser I've ever had on my team. And even when he does bad, I'm a pretty good guesser for him, and it's fantastic. I had a clue. So it was, I don't even want to go into how we got there, because it was a long, long charading journey. But what my family had deciphered, this is my wife, my adult wife, who has a master's degree and is a fully functioning adult. She had sounds like The Little Fermaid, and she didn't know what I was doing. She was like, I have no idea.
Wow. I think I kind of helped you out there.
I'm really curious how you got to Fermaid.
I had pantomimed little, I had pantomimed a maid, I had pantomimed sounds like fur, I strung it all together with the little fur maid, and then finally, like, an alarming, like, 15 seconds go by, and she's like, oh, yeah,
all,
I get
all
it.
All I know is that somewhere in the valley, a film has been, filmed called The Little Fur Maid, and I can guarantee you it was spectacular.
Oh, man.
And if it hasn't been made, Ian, let's get in a plane to fly to California and get this done.
Yeah, no problem. Man. Sorry, I really went down a weird path because I've got my autographed pictures next to me, and one of them happens to be of a gentleman who is looking to spend the next 300 years in prison.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is sad. 300
Quick, get to back life. To the I'm not sure 300. How long they expect him to live. But 300 to life seems like a long time.
Seems steep.
All right, moving on. Your story lands up or new event, Ian. Get excited.
I'm excited.
It's called Operation Spider Silk. Those are all the details I have.
That's fine. That's a new event. It's been a long time. The last new event I remember is... I don't remember.
So I was like, waiting for it.
Oh, sorry. I was like, the last November, is it the one where Ghost Rider and his friends go to hell to fight Mephisto? Heart of Darkness?
Surely there's been an event since that. Maybe not.
Don't call me Charlie. I don't know. Anyway, that event's going to get you Punisher, Anti-Venom, and some Heimdall shards. Placement gets you insert new character here. And the Pool of Vengeance, some shards for him. I'm going with Pool of Vengeance.
Okay. I heard from reliable sources that the last new event was that weird Spider-Man event, which doesn't help me, because it sounds like the new one is that weird Spider-Man event.
Yeah, the title sure seems to imply it's a...
No, I think that they're going to... I assume from the title, and unless I misremember things, and boy, that seems to be my forte these days, was there not... Like 4, maybe 5 years ago, a survey that Marvel Puzzle Quest put out that said, pick your new character. And wasn't Silk one of the characters that never got picked?
That is true.
And this one's called Spider Silk or something like that?
It could feature her in a story, sure.
Surely it has to be, you know, her welcome to this game event.
Well, except that she's not the character we're talking about, so...
Oh, no. We have another new character.
You're saying the next one. The very next character, maybe.
Yes, beyond this character.
I got you. Could be. It's better guess than I got. So that event runs, and that's got us to the introducing insert new character here, so you can get those 15 shards to really propel that new character forward.
Nice.
And your PvP land, Eye for an Eye is running. That's Scott, Marika, and Nera's Rewards. Placement is Anti-Venom and some Eye-Hulk shards.
Woohoo.
So there you go. So in the news, Ian.
Yes.
We got this new character. It is decidedly not Omega Red, which makes me sad.
Right, because that's a legitimate character and you were very close with your guess.
I had to look this character up because I have never in my life heard of this person.
Oh, the Black Widow movie's still on track to come out someday in our lifetime. This has to be a tie-in, yes?
I'm assuming so. I'm still planning on probably not watching that movie because I think it's going to suck real bad.
Oh, it's fine. It'll be good.
It's going to be the next Hulk.
What? No.
The Hulk movie was terrible.
No, there's not going to drop off that badly. It's been nothing but up since that with, you know, some, as we reviewed earlier in our show many years ago. Some minor hiccups with some of the later Thor and Iron Man movies, but there's no way it's going to drop back down to Hulk level.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, you are calling back to the fact that David Harbour is the Red Guardian in that movie, and I know that David Harbour is not your favorite person in the world.
He is not in the least, but there's no way that it's going to be Hulk level bad. David Harbour is not an actor I enjoy.
Yeah, what's he in? I don't know this actor.
Have you seen any of the Stranger Things?
Yes.
He's Sheriff Hopper.
Oh.
Yeah. And people are all about him, and I am not. Now, as far as he goes, I know nothing about him. I hope he's doing well. As far as I know, I think he's married to some musician, and I hope they're happy and living full lives. But as far as him being in things, pass.
I just need more of Fat Kid and his girlfriend singing the theme song to Neverending Story. That was my favorite part of that season. That was like pop culture heaven for me. I was like, this is awesome. I love that. In any case, yes, it's Red Guardian, Alexei Shostakov, who apparently is a Russian version of Captain America, except that he has no powers. He's like Batman without the super intelligence or any of the wonderful toys.
Or the detective abilities.
Yes, or any kind of abilities at all. He appears to just be a well-trained soldier.
Yeah, he's a Spetsnaz in a red uniform.
So that's wacky to me, and why I guess that's what you're going to get. But
yeah.
Ugh. All right, so he is one of the plethora of red, yellow, blue characters, because he's, you know, Captain America. The red power, man of action, 8 red. Deal damage plus additional damage if there's at least one enemy protect tile on the board. This attack ignores enemy protect tiles. At level 5 and maxed out, that's only doing 5,090 damage and an additional 4,244 if there's enemy protects on the board. So it's 8 red for maybe 9,000 if you've got them all the way maxed out. Doesn't sound great. The yellow power is called Iron Will. This is a passive. Whenever an enemy fires a power, he creates 2 yellow projectiles. So apparently he needs to show up Power Man, right? I guess Power Man makes 1 when the opponent fires a power.
Right.
All right, so he's making 2 every time you fire a power. At level 5, it maxed out, you're getting 3 strength, 140 projectiles.
Okay.
And then his blue power is called Close Quarters. That is 8 blue. Create some attack tiles and stuns himself and the target for 1 turn. If there are 5 or more friendly protect tiles on the board, you get to stun the target for 1 extra turn. At level 5, and maxed out, it's doing, 3 strength, 361 attack tiles. And if you've got enough protect tiles on the board, you're getting 2 turns of stun on the enemy. Additional 2 turns.
An additional, so 3 turns. Yeah, so 3 turns for them and 1 for you, yeah.
Yeah. So that doesn't, any of those don't seem great.
No, we're all talking about a 4, not a 5 star, so.
It's true.
I agree, though. I think it definitely sounds like a 3-5-5 kind of deal.
Yeah, the red just doesn't, I mean, there's so many better ways to spend red to do damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Ray. I think 3-5-5 would be the only setup. Or for me, it's going to be whatever combination I get the covers in. That sure. Will be what he has for all eternity.
Right, but for practical purposes, yes. You guys, that
for
sounds,
people who actually optimize their characters, I think 3-5-5 is correct.
Right, that seems fair, and that's reasonable. While you were describing him, I was imagining, again, because of his, I realize he's a movie tie-in, but beyond that, you know, relative obscurity, sometimes I imagine a world where all these characters existed on launch day of this game, and they could have made the characters, levels according to their, you know, Marvel levels.
Right.
Like, how hard of a sell would it be to sell a Marvel game where you have to start out with the Red Guardian, Prowler, and Patsy as your first 3 characters? This Marvel game's great! Oh my goodness, these are my choices? Like, I just feel like that would be such a slog trying to get to the legitimate 5 stars. Like Yelena.
All right, so there is the Red Guardian and Friends store. That'll run November 8th to the 13th, 88 in Vault, with 3 4 stars, one of which being Red Guardian, one of which being Magic, I guess because she's also Russian, and a random 4 star. Hopefully there will be lots of Colossus covers in that store or in that vault as well. What else is down in here? He debuts Operation Spider Silk that runs the 5th and the 10th. He'll be in there in placement. The Introducing Red Guardian runs the 5th to the 12th. He will be featured in The Hunt as a progression reward. Apparently that's going to run the 9th to the 13th. And the Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. event runs the 8th to the 13th. His Versus tournament is called Red Alert. He'll begin there as progression. And that'll get you tokens to the Red Guardian and Friends Vault there. Yeah, I don't know. After watching, the boys and seeing their Russian character, this This guy's got nothing on the love sausage.
That's true. Never will.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Red Guardian. Cool. Anything else in the news?
Oh, I'm sure Perondiac sent us something. Yeah, local news number one.
Penn State's terrible.
What's that?
I said Penn State's terrible. They're 0-2, so that's no good.
Sure. Kind of related. He says, FSU students don't care about locked courtyards. They break the gate and have a massive pool party. Actually happened here a couple months ago.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, it really does.
Yeah. I'm disappointed how not stunned I am.
Local news number two, Bed Bath & Beyond is closing in Center County. Adam Sandler will have to drive to Blair County now.
I don't get that reference, but I support it.
And number three, he made Samurai's Bacon Chili Meatloaf, and it was awesome. So
nice. Yeah,
and he sent a very picture. Good. If you go to Reddit, you can see the picture. It actually looks great pretty awesome.
Yeah. I was going to say, good job following up on that recipe.
It almost looks like a woven bread on the outside.
Yeah, it's woven bacon.
Yeah, crazy. Like, but if that showed up on Bake Off, I'd be like, oh, okay.
I think that's it for local news. I got nothing.
Yep, it's all quiet.
I think we had like four sets of kids come out on Trick or Treat the other night.
Same.
Yeah, we put a bowl of candy out and just let it go. And I think the Ring doorbell only went off a couple of times. And it was, you know, 3-4 kids each.
So. We had a similar turnout.
Bummer for kids.
True story.
Yeah.
Hopefully their parents went out of their way to do other things to supplement their fun.
Could be. All right, let's hit the top three from the top three. Ian, what you got?
Boy. I feel like we're doing directors this week. Does that sound familiar to you guys?
I hope so.
I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah, good. In that case, that's what this list I have in front of me is relevant to. Our top three movie directors. My number three is Ridley Scott.
Ooh.
Ridley Scott has put out a lot of excellent features in his day. Legend was good. Gladiator was good.
Alien
was good.
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner was fantastic. No one believes me, but nope, I'm almost there. I can't even think of it. It's so good. Kingdom of Heaven. Kingdom of Heaven was good. Black Hawk Down was awesome. Really. Even that Russell Crowe version of Robin Hood that Ridley Scott did, I really enjoyed.
See, I never saw that.
Well, don't believe me because I don't actually tell people that I like that movie, but I really do.
Okay.
So, yeah, his body of work has been excellent, I think.
So I'm going to go second because my number three is Ridley Scott.
No way.
Yeah.
Man. We gotta work on these lists ahead of time.
That's how I knew. I'm like, you start listing off movies, and I'm like, yeah, and I got this one listed, and yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Craig. We're kind of in a quagmire here. We can't possibly justify Exodus, Gods, and Kings, so.
I'll save my honorable mention for later.
Okay, thanks.
My number three is, you know, that Lucas guy who brought me three movies that I loved in my childhood, and only three. Sure. There were three movies.
Now, that you like, the THX movie that he made, don't you?
Well, yeah, I mentioned that universe. There were only three movies. But yeah, THX 1138 is also enjoyable.
Yeah, you like crap like that. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, number two. And now, I have, for my later ones down the list, I have shifted from full body of work to, anyone that has had lasting personal impact. My number two favorite director is Kevin Smith.
Oh, okay.
Kevin Smith movies were and are a big deal for me. Again, not all of them are solid gold, but there have been enough that were very formative and life-changing that easy number two, Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith, my honorable mention.
Okay.
Love Kevin Smith movies. He's not the world's greatest director, but I like the stuff he rates, and it always puts a smile on my face.
True story. I couldn't agree with that more. Ray?
All right, so my number two is epic movies that really have like a significant thought. You have to like it, change of thought. Like, I don't know. They make you think about life in general. Francis Ford Coppola, Apocalypse Now, Godfather, even like Bram Stoker's Dracula. I really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
So,
you love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Yeah. Once I was able to correct my expectations for Bram Stoker's Dracula, it became one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
That has happened twice for me in my life. I had No, three times. I had misplaced expectations for that. I had misplaced expectations for The Fifth Element. And I had misplaced expectations for From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, sure.
All three since then, since the premiere, have become three of my favorite movies.
Multipad. My number two is another classic, Hung Out with Lucas. It's Spielberg.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fair.
He just makes a lot of really solid movies.
He does. Schindler's List was kind of a downer, but other than that...
kind of.
Good movie, but yes, it's very much a downer.
And AI wasn't my favorite. That movie went on real long.
Yeah, I'll give you that. A lot of other classics, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's definitely... number one for me, I'm surprised that it was number three. It's George Lucas. The Star Wars movies are the best movies I've ever seen. I can't see that ever changing. And the universe that they spawned, absolute gold. So easy number one for me, George Lucas.
Interesting. For me, my number one is John McTiernan. Die Hard, Predator, Hunt for Red October, like a huge series of movies that action movies that I just find fantastic. Also, director of The 13th Warrior, which is one of my favorite movies.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, John McTiernan is my number one. I do have...
Was he in Predator?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
I do have an honorable mention as well, but I will wait till after Craig goes. Although, there's not a chance he's picking this guy, but...
It doesn't matter. Don't get your head bit off.
Yeah. Yeah.
My number one is Tarantino.
Oh, sure. Fair.
I love Tarantino movies.
So do I. They're all good.
I will sit down any time and watch, like, Kill Bill or Reservoir Dogs. Like, I love those movies.
Yeah. I can't think of one of his movies that I'm like, that's not good.
That's very true.
What's the one that's not really all that great?
Jackie Brown's not great, but it's still great. Good.
It's good. It's not great. Compared to his other movies... You know, it's the downer one.
Yeah, when Jackie Brown is like your worst showing, that's a pretty strong statement.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't seen the newest one, so I can't speak for that one.
I haven't either, to be honest with you.
The Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, no, that one I did see.
Oh, there's a newer one than that?
No, you're right. I didn't see Django. That's what I didn't see.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, Django's solid.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was interesting.
Yeah, Hollywood is... It's a weird spin on reality.
Yeah.
I do have an honorable mention, though, because he was on my list for a while. The director of The Thing, The Fog, Prince of Darkness, In the Mouth of Madness, John Carpenter, one of the kings of horror. I really enjoyed his horror genre. Very Lovecraftian kind of feel, so, yeah.
Sure.
I forgot about Mouth of Madness. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, good movie. All right, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, Escape from New York. Yeah, good point. Oh,
that's a good movie.
Yeah. Escape from L.A., one of the worst things ever made, but Escape from New York, solid.
Yeah, Escape from New York is fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's your directors. Let's get in the car and head over to Faxon. Ian, what's in the trivia land?
Oh, Christmas. Let's see. I have a note now. Any chance that this is up to date, and last week I asked you about Thanos making post-credit appearances?
Ooh, yes.
That sounds familiar. I don't know how many weeks ago that was, but...
I have no idea.
It has come up.
I'm going to pretend like, if it wasn't last week, I'll tell you again.
All right.
He first showed up after the first Avengers. They revealed him as the foil for the rest of the movies, and you would be getting more and more clues as we drew closer to him for the Infinity Avenger-ing.
Man, I really enjoyed the way they did Thanos.
Yep.
That was good times.
I agree. So, for this week's trivia question, once upon a time, there was Iron Man. And Iron Man, before he became the head of the MCU, he was just your regular C+, B- character in the Marvel Universe, and he had a host of goofy bad guys. By far the best of his goofy villains was a man, by man I of course mean Fin Fang Foom, who, while he looks like a giant dragon, is not in fact a dragon in any way, but is in fact an alien. What planet was Fin Fang Foom from?
Wow.
Yeah. There are two acceptable answers.
I don't think if Iron Man rated a little low, he is one of the founding members of the Avengers.
He is, but he was, I didn't say he was a scrub. he just, you know, he wasn't a marquee character until recent years.
I'm still waiting for them to do a proper version of the Mandarin in anything.
Right. He'll be tough. He got a lot of rings, though.
Oh, man, I love the Mandarin. All right, there you go. Answer Ian's trivia. Send it to Ray.
Yeah, sure.
Willie, what you got in the mailbag then?
All right. So this week, over on the Reddit, so I'll start with D-Wing's Wall of Text. He says, the Steelers successed every year, despite every indication that they are not the freaking juggernaut that the record indicates, is exhausting from the outside looking in.
I can't argue with that.
I can't really argue with that, because I don't, whatever. Okay.
It's true.
I will take Craig's exhortation for listeners to check out old episodes seriously when he can factually state that he has listened to one episode post-production. I don't think that's going to happen.
Like, all the way through? Ugh, sounds tedious.
top three from last week. He says he's with Ian that horror movies are not my thing. Also, the day will never come when Captain Spaulding doesn't evoke Groucho Marx first and foremost. Sorry, Mr. Zombie. I do like Groucho Marx, but it has been supplanted.
Absolutely. Oh, and I mean, the director and the characters in the movie are very upfront that they steal their aliases from the Marx Brothers. Right.
But when I think of Captain Spaulding, I think of Sid Haig first. Like, there's no question to me.
I could go for some Tutti Frutti.
Speaking of horror films, though, Blumhouse has one that I definitely want to see. It's Freaky Friday, but instead of her mom, the high school girl gets swapped bodies with serial killer Vince Vaughn. I'm 100% in. I don't know. Vince Vaughn, that sounds interesting. It doesn't sound good, but it sounds interesting.
No, but Vince Vaughn is kind of an easy sell for me, so I'll probably check it out.
Ugh, that sounds terrible.
You don't like Vince Vaughn?
I don't like the premise of that movie, one iota.
Oh, no, who cares? It's got Vince Vaughn.
I had to leave this in. Hearing Ian beseech Craig to essentially go along to get along regarding honorable mentions is like listening to anyone tell Trump to stop tweeting.
That's probably true.
You associated you with Trump. On. I mean...
Yeah, not really. I don't want to say twice in one show because it was only in my mind, but that's what I was thinking about last night. If my only two choices to lead the country were another 4 years of Trump or a lifetime appointment to Craig, I would choose a lifetime appointment to Craig 100% of the time.
Yes.
Not really a question there. The final thing he asks is, can what from last week's show become a soundbite? And the answer to that is yes. Yes, it can.
What? What? What?
And it now is.
I don't remember why that came up. What? Was it Trump that said something stupid?
No, it was Brady.
It was Brady.
Oh, right.
Brady's comments caused you to reboot.
It's a good soundbite.
Put it up there with our Ian soundbite and
flip flip pow.
You got to play it back to back, I think.
Flip flip pow.
What?
What?
Flip flip pow. What? You know what, Ian? Oh, no. All I know is I think if we take those two sound bites and we sell them to Lil Wayne, we've got a number one hit.
We totally should.
Like, he doesn't even have to pay us, just put us in the video.
The final thing D-Wing had was TheRinger.com was what he was referring to as a sports and pop culture website. They were recently purchased by Spotify for some stupid amount of money, which is the only platform that has the 90s music podcast that he had mentioned. So, there you go. TheRinger.com.
Wait, what? That was.
He talked about 90s music, definition of 90s music from TheRinger.com was his reference.
Yeah,
I'm not familiar with it at all, but it's a sports website, so, yeah.
Not familiar.
Samurai said, in reference to The Clue, so this is the November character release. The Spanish first discovered San Francisco Bay in November 1769. San Francisco is known for sourdough bread. Part of the tradition of sourdough bread is using a mother dough starter batch, and some San Francisco bakeries have been using the same mother dough for decades, one dating back to the 1850s. So obviously the new character from San Francisco, standing strong on tradition, which means he's clearly Turner de Century.
Oh, nicely played. I was waiting for it to somehow say that the starter dough came from France.
Right.
And was originally created by the ancestor of some stupid martial arts guy.
I don't think that Samurai is propagating that, but...
I do like an outrageous leap of logic to get to the new character.
Yeah, exactly. From Arnie on the Reddit. So I was one of the dunces who suggested a Polaris Beta Ray Bill team last week. Sorry about that. I was intrigued by the actual infinite combo with them. But after searching out posts with Polaris Beta Ray Bill teams, I can definitely understand how unnecessary it was to get excited about it. But you're still my favorite, Ian. So
thanks. I'm glad you didn't take it personally, because it was not meant personally. I just meant there were an abundance of them. Please enjoy your Beta Ray Bill Polaris, whoever you like, combo as much as you want.
two follow-ups with that. One, Perondiak followed up with I submitted one as well, but used the Zalgo font generator because it was over the top with a third being Medusa. I didn't feel bad submitting it, and you shouldn't either. he said he was tempted to submit it in Russian, just for the lulls, but I'm glad he didn't. But and not only that, my second follow-up is I actually am using one of those this week because I found it. I found it an interesting team up. The third partner. So, but we'll get to that later. Finally, from Perondiak, top three horror villains: number one, Captain Spaulding; number two, the Thing; and number three, Dr. Weir from Event Horizon.
Oh, sure.
I
support that.
I can definitely see that. And then he included just for me an image of Leatherface dragging the girl back through the door.
yeah, that's uncool.
I'm not sharing that. That's just creepy.
So I have a fourth follow-up to your third follow-up. Sure. Knowing that somewhere in the world I'm someone's favorite really bolstered me. I feel really good the rest of the show.
I mean, he doesn't get that at home.
It's true story.
Ian, you're my favorite person in Williamsport.
Thanks! Man, my day's really turned around.
Brodiak continued with plus one for more characters that move tiles, especially if it's a passive that shuffles the board every turn.
Oh, shut your face.
That is funny. I'm not even my favorite person in Williamsport. I really appreciate that, Craig. I vastly prefer my son.
He's a good kid.
Yeah.
And finally, he did say that, well, he did have a guess that the Avengers was the trivia, which is correct.
He was right.
And the Magic the Gathering hate is sad. I wouldn't say it's hate. I don't think we expressed hate.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I hate Magic the Gathering, but I don't hate you for picking them as your three favorite whatever, let's say wizards. I'm just not good at that game, so I take my anger out on that game and pretend that it's stupid.
Once they took away my interrupts because they were too complicated to understand, I was done playing with the game. I didn't need you to dumb it down. Thanks.
Once I found out that I needed to buy more and more packs to try and get the cards I needed, I'm like, no, that's when I got out.
Yeah, you had to buy lots of packs.
At the time, I was seriously limited on fundage, so that wasn't happening. Yeah.
I will probably buy the Forgotten Realms set when it comes out, just because.
Yeah, I can see that. Forgotten Realms is pretty cool. So that is it. That is all that Willie brought.
Thanks, Willie. In that case, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump. We just want to pump.
You up.
You up.
I didn't hear you clap.
I might have been off my clap game, but it sounded good on my end. Let's see what we got here. Boosted characters, if they are in fact boosted. Hey, they look okay. Let's talk about at least the 3 stars. Black Panther. Here's one of my favorite 3 stars when I started playing the game. His strike tiles are strong and boosted. His shield tiles are boosted. And his AoE damage from Rage of the Panther is also going to be boosted. Another old favorite of mine is Blade, the 3-star version.
Ooh, Ian, you know, new information about Blade.
What?
He is your new Sorcerer Supreme in the 616.
What?
What?
No.
But he's not even a sorcerer. How's that happen?
Yep.
What? What kind of storyline nonsense are you talking?
I don't know. I'm not reading those stories.
You. What's that?
I didn't read the story. I just saw an article about it.
What?
What?
What? That seems preposterous. I'll wait till later to be outraged. Because he does have some attack tiles that can be very potent. He puts out lots of strike tiles. those will get good, and he does some direct damage that'll get boosted.
You can blame Jason Aaron, apparently.
Oh. Thanks for nothing, Jason. Probably. Captain Marvel, she's boosted. Does the 3-star version have the red blasty bit and the black sonic boom? Mm-hmm. All right, those will both be boosted.
Well, not the sonic boom. It's not called sonic boom, but...
Okay. Well, I only use her for gathering up AP, so I don't really know what she's right. all about. Dakin's boosted. He seems okay. Stronger strike tiles, stronger blue damage, stronger shields. Oh, no, he doesn't have shields. He just has healing. Why do I want him to have shields? He doesn't need them, and he wouldn't use them. Shame on me. Dr. Octopus, what a great 3-star he is. His blue shuffling damage is going to be increased. His attack tiles are going to be increased.
The neater
and
neater.
And his green damage. He's good.
Oh, that neater neater still bites my butt every time it happens on the screen. I was like, ah! Every time it makes me angry.
Why? Because it puts out so many extra
It's just the art. The art of him giving me that stare down every time.
And the stink eye?
Yeah, it gives me the neater neater look, and I'm like, I will fight you in the street.
That's fair. I like that it elicits that kind of rage. Good job, whoever drew that. Well, speaking of eliciting rage, look at this list of 4-stars.
Woo, look at the right there, baby. It's the Dazzler.
I'm not even there yet.
Woo!
My greatest and oldest nemesis, Gwenpool,
she's
boosted. Her plot armor puts out protectiles that'll be boosted. And the second half of Deus Ex Machina does 3 huge blasts of damage, if you can make that work for you. Boo for Gwenpool. Sorry, I just don't understand Gwenpool. I never will. Iron Fist, the 4-star version. A lot of damage from his like unto iron. His crowd control does some decent damage, and big old strike tile when he's able to focus his chi? Ki?
I go with ki.
Chi? Okay. I mispronounce most things, so I'll just stick with chi. The mighty Dazzler. Dazzler brings nothing to this game except for trolling Craig for about a year before her release, which made me happy almost every character release. What was it? The infinite kaleidoscope of light? That was a good one. Well, she apparently makes strike tiles and does some direct damage, so
does AoE. Those
will be boosted. Does she?
Yeah, her Sounds of Light and Fury does an AoE, yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Lockjaw, boosted. His damage reflection from his yellow is boosted. His damage from biting you is boosted. And looks like... 2/3 of his summoning people will be boosted. And lastly, and
I certainly
not
I like his green power the most, just to watch him jump across the screen and bite people.
Sure.
That one's fun.
Except he doesn't really bite people.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, well, he looks pretty happy about it.
Yeah, he jumps across the screen all happy and drooly. That's gross.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Always like it when I see it happen, though.
Right. The entertaining, but always popular, Nightcrawler. His red damage will be boosted, and his blue damage will be boosted.
Is he everyone's favorite Catholic? I think he's my favorite Catholic.
Probably.
Yeah, hard to say, for sure. I don't know too many other Catholics that can spam purple quite the way he can, but I'm sure they could. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. Let's see what Samurai. Maybe Samurai knows. We have no idea what's coming in this new event, but there's a good chance you'll need 2 things. A large source of damage and board control. Iron Fist will take care of the damage. Gwenpool can take care of your board control. So, if that spider silk is happening, you can enjoy your Gwenpool and Iron Fist together. You gotta throw in Luke Cage, even though he's not boosted, because they're the 2 best friends that have ever been. So, there you have it. That's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Oh, I think I lost everyone. It went dead quiet.
No, we're just waiting on you to go. No.
Yeah. Oh,
well, I never heard Ian say Mystify either, so, like...
Oh, I definitely said Mystify, didn't I?
I didn't hear it. No.
Can anybody hear
me? Yeah.
Yes.
Am I on the podcast?
Yeah.
Mystify!
Yeah, I heard you say, brought to you by, says, waiting for you to say Mystify. And you didn't say it, so I went ahead and said it. And then I was waiting for you or Ray to say something, you know, also to chime in with Mystify, and it didn't happen.
Did you clap when you said Mystify?
No.
It's a simultaneous mystify clap block out.
All right. In that case, let's head over to Team Hub time with Ray.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right. So as I said earlier, this one comes to you from Arnie on Reddit. He says he has a team up he just discovered. It may already be well known, but I just found it.
It's Thor.
Okoye.
And, oh.
What? What's happening?
Craig was being snarky. He derailed you needlessly. Okay.
He says he just found it.
What?
He also says he loves the segment and doesn't want it to go away. So, hey, thanks. So on
well,
this,
send in some more suggestions.
Yeah. Well, right now I've got plenty, but I will obviously always take more. So the team up is Polaris and Beta Ray Bill. An ad. Oh, this is the other reason that I left it in. I've never had this character in a team up before. 4-star Thanos. So let's see how they work together.
Okay.
Polaris and Beta Ray Bill make insane amounts of projectiles. That is absolutely true. When you match a projectile, generates green and blue, more than green. Once you hit 12 green, you can shoot off Thanos' ability, which is to blow up a lot of projectiles, which will cause Polaris to generate even more projectiles and green AP for each one from Beta Ray Bill. So once the ball has begun rolling, you can just keep firing that green power until all the opponents are eliminated. So it's possibly another Winfinite kind of scenario. Never used Thanos in anything on purpose, so
yeah.
I'm curious if he's now part of a Winfinite with the other two. Probably would be better for me than 5-star Captain Marvel, since I don't have her in any way fully covered. So, I'll have to give it a try.
That's what I think of both of Beta Ray Bill and Polaris. I'm like, yep, don't have either one of those covers characters fully covered.
Well, I don't have Beta Ray fully covered, but he's getting there. And, I've got Polaris champed, which is what you need to get that going.
Right.
But, so there you go. I have Polaris at a 355, Beta Ray Bill at a 355, and I think Thanos should be at a 535. Because you're not really going to care about his blue that much. I think that would be the way that I would use it. So I'll give it a try. You can give it a try. Let me know how it goes. So there's your team up for this week. Thanks, as always, to Unify.
Unify.
Unify. All right, let's get old school. Open up some tokens.
Okay.
See if I can get this new Deadpool guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, is he in there?
Should be.
All right. I got 12, so I'm going to open up 2. Unless I get Deadpool right away, then I'm going to open up 1. It is Nebula. Huh. Good for her. I'll check that out here and see if that's useful. Let's try. All right. That was an eye poking and a teeth poking for... Oh, Dazzler. She's boosted. Lucky me. I'm opening a 3rd one. So I'm greedy. And he's got a little pokey bit on the top of his head that needs... Nope. All right. That was Cyclops. I'm done.
Cyclops?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I got 5 to open.
I got 3.
I'm poking him in that same spooky bit. Oh, it's a 5-star. Heimdall. Next one is the Wasp. Next one is Sabretooth. Then Bishop. And
nice.
MODOK.
Oh, to ease my whining, speaking of Bishop, that Scott got me a cable cover.
There you go. Oh, hey, leveling Bishop got me another legendary token.
Are you opening?
I'm going to, because I need to see if I get that Deadpool. Because that's what I want. I want that Deadpool. And poke. Nope, it's a 4-star. Ugh. Hammercap.
You got Bishop and Hammercap? Nice.
Yeah.
All right. My first one with an eye poking is a 4-star. A 4-star Star-Lord. All right. Second one gets me another 4-star. Wow, I didn't recognize that cover at all. Punisher to the max. And... my third one is finally a 4-star Vulture. So, there you go. That was uneventful. But,
yeah. Oh, I forgot to add news. I got to champion my 8th 5-star this week.
Who was it?
So that was Gambit, of all people.
Oh, okay. Yay.
Hey, man, 3 years ago, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
But that got me up to 8 champ 5-stars, so making progress. Thanks, as always, to this guy.
So, looking at the game, I would like to go back to the previous part of the show where I was rambling about nonsense and let you know that I was completely mistaken. The logo for Operation Spider Silk is the same thing as the Black Widow logo. I don't know why it didn't occur to me that Black Widow and Spider Silk would go hand in hand as far as titles go, and it has nothing to do with silk and will have nothing to do with silk.
Oh, I liked your idea so much better.
I was just throwing it out there before I had actually done any research. And by research, I mean I looked at this one picture once here on the home screen. But I did check to see what the rewards were. And is this something I have to do with all my alliance, or is this something I'm doing on my own?
That's a good question.
I believe it's, I don't think it's okay, an alliance cool event. I think it's a single.
Well, in that case, it's called the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. It's a podcasting network of which we are a part. It has many other great shows, as we pointed out. The best of the best include things featuring Ray and I, and a lot of shows about wrestling. So check us out, soontobenamednetwork.com, for a complete archive of all our shows, current and past.
.com. Anything else for the Good of the Order?
Negative.
I'm good.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here. PuzzleWarriors3.com is our webpage. Comment, suggestions, shoot them over to Ray. If you want to throw us a bone, click on that Amazon banner, buy yourself something, and kick a little things our way. That's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, what are you? The God of Hammers?
Good night. Goodbye, friends.
That was not bad. Good night.